This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for Tiger Talk, we did it hour one. Probably get back into it a little later. Season does start tomorrow. I know it's crept up on everybody, but we're talking Pistons. And look, it's about establishing on the left, it's this foundation that's been built. It's reclaiming some respect. It's making the playoffs. No one's ever going to remember in the year 2025, 10 years from now, that this was a god-awful East. It doesn't matter. You needed to get up off the mat, and you did. The question becomes, what bar do they got to clear for you to truly invest in this team? Whether it's your time, whether it's your money, whether you're not a basketball fan and you'd become one, for me, it's just pretty simple. It's this summer. This is where the team hopefully has done enough to empower Trajan Langdon, who, unlike Steve Yzerman, actually has a clue about pro scouting, and you make the move. You make a move that sets the course for the Pistons over the next 3 to 4 years to become one of the teams that has a chance in the East. You don't have that right now. And you won't if your plan is to wait 5 years for Ron Holland to be in his prime or for Assur to find a jump shot. Like, you have to add someone of Cade's caliber to Cade, and then everybody else's job gets easier, and then you're talking about the Pistons in a different way. So I'm good with where they are, but I'm not brimming with excitement because, no, I don't think they're winning a playoff series.
No, I'm with you, Mike, and here's the thing, and I don't think that Cade is this type of person, but you keep losing enough, and eventually Cade will just say, like most NBA players, I don't want to be here anymore. Do something, because you haven't brought in that, like you said, somebody just like me. I got a lot of people supporting Cass. I need somebody in here that can go over and take over a game just like I can.
Yeah, and you nailed it. Like Cade, the culture, what Bickerstaff has helped build, Cade spearheading it. I want to invest in that.
Yeah.
So this summer would be my
point.
Make them happy. I'm happy they're going to make the playoffs. So give us something to watch. I don't have overly high expectations because, look, people in this town haven't seen the playoffs in 15 years. What you did against the Bucks in 19 doesn't even count. If you don't win a game, you weren't there.
I was about to say.
And they lost every game by like 30. But
the fastest playoff.
The playoffs are a different beast. If they were able to win a playoff series, that would only further my demand on making a move. So, I don't know. Whatever. Guess we can talk about what's your favorite pickle later. Kenny, go ahead with the ticket text. I mean, I don't know what is up with this town. You got a basketball team competing. You got a baseball team that starts tomorrow. I do not get it. Go ahead, Kenny.
Attended the last Pistons playoff game. For me, the floor is don't get swept and be threatening in every game. Next season is win a series time.
Yeah, that's because of the offseason. Because right here and now, I think what they've built, I have no need to use any first-round draft picks. I have no need to add any more teenagers to the roster.
Yep.
I want Trajan Langdon to be empowered to make a bold move. And Rico's right. Cade playing the way he's played, it takes Detroit and it moves it from the I'd rather die than play in that city to, you know what? That man can make me money.
Mm-hmm. Most exciting thing about the Pistons is they actually look legit great more than just on occasion. I'm not that excited about the Pistons. I'm enthusiastic about the Pistons the same way I am with the Tigers. That's from Phil in a car.
Yeah, enthusiasm is fine. But this is where, again, I can't take a lot of the results seriously because you got to, like, look, you play how many of these teams, and forget about not trying, they don't even have people playing. That's not your fault, but I don't need to build a statue.
I need a playoff series win and a real chance at the Eastern Conference Finals. This team has been too bad for too long. I need a real step forward. That's from Raymond.
Yeah. And again, I'm not putting that demand on them now, but this summer should be fascinating. Yeah. Like, will Trajan Langdon be empowered and will they find the right move? Like, yeah, you probably got to go out and you probably got to make a deal that's going to sting. And it's going to be like a Ron Holland and 3 first-round picks for Lauri Markkanen. Like that. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But if you add that type of stretch four, that type of shooting, that type of pick and roll partner for Cade, you're talking about building something to threaten the East. And that's where it gets fun in the NBA. Unfortunately, the NBA is not like other sports. Other sports, if the Red Wings were the 6th seed in the East, we'd be talking about, dude, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Baseball, we just saw it with the Tigers. Football, forget it. Anybody can win the Super Bowl. But basketball is truly different.
It's more chalk, where only the best teams seem to make it to the NBA final, at least to the Final Four, to the Eastern and Western Conference titles.
Correct. Let's get to the people, see what they've got to say about it. Louis in Ferndale, 97.1. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the call today. Long-time listener, first-time caller with you.
Welcome.
A lot of times you drive me insane, but you're always good entertainment. Today, though, you really struck a chord. There is a ton of things to be excited about with this Pistons team. They're on the verge of tripling their win total from last year, which, I mean, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think this will be the first time that's ever happened in the NBA.
There's a top, I think they were cracking. There was a top 8 list that was published, Louis, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and they were sitting just outside of it. There have actually been like 40 game improvements in the history of the league, but it doesn't take away from what they've done. It's one of the top 10 turnarounds in the history of the league.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. You know, thanks for that stat correction there.
No,
but
you're
fantastic
fine.
Stuff. I mean, how I look at basketball, I'm a huge basketball fan. I watch these Pistons even when they are just absolute trash the last few seasons. Cade is performing like a top 10 player in the NBA. Jalen Duren has made humongous strides going from someone we don't even think about making a contract extension to, heck, man, maybe in 3 years, this guy's a top 5 center in the NBA. On top of that, you guys seem to think that they have no chance in the playoffs. I honestly believe if they get matched up with the Knicks or the Pacers, they have a real legitimate chance to beat both of those teams because they'll have the best player on the floor. Jalen Brunson's not even playing basketball right now. He's not going to be 100% healthy. He might not be 100% healthy until May, June, July time frame when they're not playing basketball anymore. Cade, on the other hand, will be. And I know this will be his first playoff experience, but I think last year was Halliburton's first year, and they did just fine in that. I don't want to see them match up with the Bucks. I know Dalla Dame isn't playing, but Giannis is just a nightmare matchup for our boys. We don't have anyone that can stop him. He's going to follow Bayless. He's going to steamroll us. He's going to get that whistle. But truthfully, the Knicks, Cat, you know, he's an outside big guy. He's not going to follow Bayless. And if Brunson doesn't have the explosion because of the injury, I truly believe that you put a star on
him. How much of this do you think is
slow him down?
How much of this is just the Knicks saying, we don't need him right now? Let's power him down. Let's get ready for the
play. Well, that's the whole thing I was just about to say. I mean, I was letting Louis.
Why would you want to get rid of his rhythm
oh my
for
God.
That long? For a month and a half before you come back to the playoffs?
Why would you want to disrupt his rhythm for a whole month and a half? He hasn't played, I think, since March 6th.
Because the playoffs.
I know that he's a top seven guard of the NBA. But that's when he's healthy.
Yeah, and his rehab is progressing faster than anticipated. Articles out of New York yesterday. Like, enough.
And the playoffs.
Louis, I've had enough. Like, if we're just gonna make things up, he's out till July. Like, enough.
Yeah.
You were triggered. Here, I'm triggered. Don't make stuff up. That's all. If you think they can beat the Knicks, God bless. But you're basically acting like Brunson's in a coffin. Cutscene. Every article out of New York yesterday, he's smashing through the window of his rehab.
Right.
I'm just saying, can we at least be on the level here?
You don't need to play him right now. And why do you want to disrupt this rhythm? Because the playoff run in the NBA, I know Pistons fans have forgotten, but when you're good, it lasts about 2 months. So you don't need him right now. You've pretty much locked up that third spot. Let's just go ahead, rest, and we'll see you when the playoffs.
Right. There's 12 games left. And he's going to get cleared for practice. If Brunson doesn't play, I agree with Louis completely. I just get so flustered because, again, oh, yeah, Jalen Duren's a top five center in the league.
Yeah, I heard that. I was just letting that one go.
I get tired of the euphoria because that's not even what being a fan is. That's what being a lemming is. It's okay to just talk about it.
But, you know, we overrate our athletes in this city. Him being a top five center?
Fine. Then do me a favor. Go pay Jalen Duren. 4 at 180. Do whatever you want. No, just then go do it.
Yeah.
It gets so frustrating. It's like no matter what, this is where we are in 2025. It's the same damn thing with the Lions. No matter what you say or how nice you are about it, not enough. Well, too bad. Oh, Jalen Brunson's dead. Stand to the right for my crew so we can scoop the body. I mean, it was just because it's offensive because when you're preparing for a show, it's not even hard to find the Jalen Brunson news. And I'm sitting here and I get Louis yelling at me because I'm like, well, Louis, actually, like, he's going to get cleared for practice here any day.
He'll be there.
The Knicks are not going to rush him back.
You don't need him for these
according
games.
To Louis MD, he's out till July. Okay. I got nothing. It just gets frustrating. That's all. I'm sorry for being frustrated. We'll get to more of the call.